Okay, we're now recording for the October 16th, 2018, Porch Cove St. Phillips Council meeting.
Thank you, Claudine.
Yep.
Welcome, everybody. We're going to bring on the meeting with the, adoption of the agenda. Somebody adopt the agenda? Moved by Councillor Bartlett, seconded. Councillor Stewart Sharp, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, contraminded, carried. We have no delegations, but I do have a proclamation for the Association of Optometrists, Newfoundland Labrador Association of Optometrists, Children's Vision Month proclamation. Help children see their full potential during the month of October 2018. Whereas all children deserve the opportunity to see their full potential. Whereas 80% of childhood learning relies on vision, and many vision problems do have symptoms. Whereas public awareness about the role vision plays in learning is necessary for children to receive prompt vision treatment. Whereas parents, teachers, and healthcare professionals understand the importance of collaborating to reduce the impact of untreated vision problems. Whereas to determine if a child sees well, he or she requires a comprehensive eye examination by a doctor or optometry. Therefore, I, Carol McDonald, Mayor of the Town of Port Coast St. Phillips, hereby proclaim October 2018 Children's Wish Vision Month, Port Coast St. Phillips, Newfoundland, Labrador. Okay, with us tonight we have Councillor Neary, Councillor Bartlett, Councillor Harding, Town Clerk Tony Pollard, Councillor Hanlon, Councillor Stewart Sharp, Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham, Deputy Town Clerk Claudine Murray. We have Les Spurrell of Planning and Development, Don Sharp, Recreation, and Charlie Hamlin, Public Works. Does somebody adopt the minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Councillor Neary, seconded by Councillor Bartlett. Any errors or omissions in the minutes? So, any all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contraminded? Carried. I think you have...
I have some business arising from previous minutes. I'd like to move that the August 29, 2017 minutes be corrected to reflect motion number 2017-404, seconded by Councillor Butler instead of the recorded Councillor Collins. So moved.
Do I have to move that?
We have a seconder for that.
So why are we doing that?
I'm just seconding for the table.
Where did it come from?
It was an error in the minutes of...
We found an error in the minutes. The recorded minutes stated that a motion was seconded by Councillor Collins, when in fact, according to the handwritten minutes, they were seconded by Councillor
Butler.
Oh, she's a housekeeper.
Yes.
Yes, because Councillor Collins wasn't at the meeting at that for that item.
So I had seconded it to the table.
Just housekeeping, yeah.
So, is there any other questions or?
So we still had the audio minutes of those.
No.
A little bit confused.
We do not have the audio.
How do we know that?
From the handwritten minutes.
Okay, I thought you said something about audio minutes. No.
Okay. Anything further? All in favor?
Aye.
Undermined. Carried. We have our town clerk Tony Pollard with us this evening to give us a report. Chris Millie is unable to be here, another function.
Thank you, Your Worship. Just a short blurb, I guess, on a few things around the go. First of all, congratulations to Team Recreation on a successful fall festival over the past weekend. I'll probably be mentioned in a minute because I didn't catch up on those, but I understand there were some 600 people who came through the venue, so I think that's a pretty good show, and I want to say congratulations. On the public side of things, I think, and it's on the website, that budget consultations will be starting. The first round will be for review of actually 2018 happenings and for input from residents as to what they might want to see in 2019 budget. And the first one will be on Thursday, November 1st at Murray's Pond at 7 to 9. The second round will be on this end of town at the Recreation Center on Sunday, November 4th at 2 to 4 p.m. And then it's hoped that Wednesday, November 21st, 7 to 9 in the Rec Center will be the presentation of the 2019 budget. That's after we get all the input from residents and whatever. And I really encourage residents to come out because I think it's important that everyone really understands. We seem to get essentially the same people out all the time. It'd be really nice if the work could get around and get a good cross-section of the population out so that people really understand what it takes to run a town and have some input as to what impacts may be as we change certain things or don't do certain things. The meter project is now, the RFP for engineering services is in the process of being prepared. So essentially all the approvals have been received from municipal affairs up to this point in time. So once the engineering design is done, it'll have to go to municipal affairs again for that part of the approval process. There was a change order which we all worked through, and that has to go to procurement just as because it was in excess of 10%, which would be a requirement of the Procurement Act. Nothing has changed from the original conversations on it all. I want to address one thing, and I heard twice on two different occasions on Paddy Daly's open line actually, and it was the resident here saying that the money had already been spent or given out to the contractor. That is false. There's been no money spent on this project for that contractor to date. So the $900,000 or so that was referenced in those conversations is still not dispersed to anybody or anything at this point in time. And it will be once we end up having the contractor bring our meters and start the process getting them installed along with the control system that goes with that. So that was totally false. I just figured I had to say that. The Drover Heights project, all consulting approvals have been received, and the design of the project is now being done, and we hope to have that within the next couple of weeks. That will also have to go to municipal affairs for approval and back, and then it'll go to tender. So we should be in good shape for the start of next year. We just recently received a call for projects under the New Canada, Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. There's a deadline to submit applications is the 21st of December 2018, and this has been circulated to all of council and staff actually from a number of sources. One thing to note, I guess, is that the Premier recently announced a cost share change. I guess 2 years ago, they changed the cost share ratio on roads and recreation and that to a 60-40 for recreation and a 50-50 for roads. They have since, under this Canadian infrastructure program, gone back to one-third, one-third, one-third. So our portion would now be one-third of any projects that we submit. They ask us to look at a provincial climate lens checklist. I haven't seen what that exactly means yet. So there is some work to be done in terms of identifying projects and then uploading these in the system and then waiting for subsequent approvals, which the deadline is 28th of December. They expect that approvals will be sometime in the spring of next year, probably April or May. So we'll have more on that as we go forward, and it'll form part of the budget process. So there is a sense of urgency, and that is October now, I guess, and by the time you get some identification of projects, engineering design work done, and all this information uploaded, back it off 2 weeks, has that need council approvals. That brings it to somewhere around the 17th of December. So we probably look at really need something approved and ready to go by the end of November. Shouldn't be a problem, just a matter of that we just get to push that a little further. There's also been some discussion lately around the assessed value, and I know Deputy Mayor Laham has been in contact, and there's some reference in the paper there too. So, and I had a few emails from public folks asking what the impact was, so I figured I'd just update everybody on what I told everybody to date. On a comparative year-over-year basis, our assessments have gone down some $25 million. So if we compare what the tax revenue would have been and with the existing mill rate from 2018 and do the same thing for 2019, our revenue shortfall will be $166,500. So we'll deal with that through the budget process, but that's what the impact is on reduced assessments at the present time. So $25 million sounds like a big number. In actual effect, $166,500, which what it translates to when the mill rate is brought into account. And there's still a large number, but there's something we'll work through in the budget process. So that's my report, Your Worship. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go right into our committee reports. So Planning and Development, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Your Worship. Planning and Development Committee met on Tuesday, October 9th. In attendance was yours truly as chair. Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham, Councillor Johnny Hanlon, Chris Milley Town Manager, Liz Burrow, Planning and Development Coordinator, and Ashley Linehan, Planning Technician. Also present was the Mayor, Carol McDonald. Item number 1, Civic number 1535, 1537, and 1539, 1541 Thorburn Road. Consolidated properties construct a single dwelling. Motion reads as follows. Committee recommends that the application for Civics 1535 to 1537 and 1539 to 1541 Thorburn Road be granted approval in principle permitting the consolidation of properties and construction of a single dwelling as per the Planning and Development Committee minutes. And so moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary? Carried.
Item number 2, Civic number 32 to 34 Emberley's Road, demolish and reconstruct single dwelling. Motion reads as follows. Committee recommends that the application for Civic number 32 to 34 Emberley's Road be granted approval in principle permitting the demolition and construction of a single dwelling as per the Planning and Development Committee minutes. And that's so moved.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Laham. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary?
Councillor Hardy, are you in favor of that?
Aye, sorry, I was reading. Sorry, aye.
Carried.
So Appendix A, I'm just going to stop for a second because this is as per the Development Committee minutes. No longer is it for Appendix A.
Yeah, we with our new software, it's just labeled minutes instead of labeled Appendix A. It falls in line with other departments then, where other committees have minutes. Now the P&D have minutes as well. So it's as per the minutes. So you have, it's the exact same as the Appendix A, except it's just called the minutes.
Okay. Did the other committee members...
I picked up on that as the change from the software. That's all I picked up on it as. It's
right. We still have two attachments.
Do we have to read and adopt the minutes then? If there are minutes of the meetings, do we have to read and adopt the minutes because of what's in minutes? I'm a little confused.
No. Every committee has their minutes that they're reading out. It's just if you have a motion, you'd have to adopt those. But just reading a statement from your minutes, you don't need to adopt that.
Well, I'm talking about the motions that we're making.
Yes,
it's based on the contents of the Planning and Development Committee minutes. And right, outside of the fact that we didn't have Planning and Committee minutes or adopted Planning and Committee minutes, I'm wondering what the difference is.
It's just a different name for the report.
It's still as per a report. Whether it's as per an appendix report or a minutes report, it's a report.
Okay.
And just semantics.
And the agenda has two attachments. It has your report and your minutes, whereas a couple of weeks ago you had your report and your appendix table report.
I still have issues doing the links with the new thing, so I didn't realize that we had minutes with this new software thing. So the minutes are just taken as they're written. Nobody gets to look at the minutes and correct the minutes, or
they're all there in the software, the same as this here. It's just another thing, right?
You've
got to print two reports now instead of the one that you got. That's the way it works.
Well, that's the same as you used to do, Councillor Hanlon, when you had two reports.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think it's just becoming familiar with it over time.
Yeah. Okay, item number 3, Eastern Newfoundland Regional Appeal Board, Notice of Appeal of Hearings. Planning and Development Department is in receipt of correspondence notifying the town of 3 upcoming appeal hearings.
H2O.
Not THC?
No,
And the motion reads as follows. Committee recommends that council ratify correspondence forwarded to the Eastern Newfoundland Regional Appeals Board requesting the appeal hearing for Civic Number 432 Old Proud Cove Road be deferred as the appellant and the town are amicably working towards rezoning an area of land potential for potential future development, which this property is part of. And that's so moved.
Seconded. Seconder. We have a seconded by Councillor Bartlett. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Undermining.
Items number 4 to 22 are other items discussed as per the Planning and Development Committee minutes. Item number 23, permits issued September 21st to October 4th. There were 16 permits issued from September 21st to October 4th, 2018, as per the Planning and Development Committee minutes. And that ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you very much. Councillor Stuart Sharp, Recreation and Community Service.
Thank you, Your Worship. The Recreation Community Service and Committee meetings, we met October the 11th. Present was Councillor Hanlon, myself, Councillor Neary, and Director of Recreation and Community Services, Don Sharp. And also, pretty sure you were there too, weren't you, mm-hmm. Mayor McDonald?
Sorry.
That's okay. So, number one. Business case review. The recreation director reviewed the first draft of the Gardner Pinfall Lifestyle Center business case. The recreation staff, Vigilant, and Gardner Pinfall met to go through the facility in detail with specific revenues and expenditures for each room. Over the next couple of weeks, the final draft will be reviewed by staff and the completed document will be submitted to council the first week of November. Number two, coalitions of persons with disabilities, COD Newfoundland. The Coalition of Persons with Disabilities held a session at the MNL conference in Gander, October 4th to the 6th. Councillor Hanlon informed the committee that the session was very informative and suggested that the town engage in a COD NL to host a training session for staff and council. The recreation director will contact Nancy Reed with CODNL to obtain potential dates and a cost for a session in the new year. Update for youth committee. The recreation director, the communications coordinator, and Mrs. Clawford met to discuss further action that could be taken to engage the youth of our community to attend in a youth committee meetings. It was mentioned by Mrs. Clawford that the Facebook page was great. However, youth are not using Facebook as a means of social media anymore. Communications coordinator suggested that she would place the attached poster on all forms of social media to try to generate more interest. For details on the youth committee meeting, please see the attached form on youth committee. Number four, Fall Family Festival. The Fall Family Festival did take place October 14th on Sunday here. The event report will be provided at the council meeting Tuesday, October the 16th. No, that's okay. We'll provide it, but I was there personally. It was a great success. It was great to see the kids running around and having fun and all kinds of people, scary costumes. So anyways, we'll get a further report on at our next public meeting. Number five, College of the North Atlantic student, a recreation community service department welcomes Lennon Cobb for a 4-week unpaid work term for the recreation leadership program at the College of North Atlantic. So we welcome him. Number five, community grant, the motion. The Recreation Committee reviewed the community grant application and would like to make the following recommendation, which I do not have.
I'll just check that the board came in here and it was there.
It's not there, is it?
Nope.
Is it online?
No, it's not showing up on our
reports.
I just checked it to make sure that I had the ducks in a row. It showed up on the report that I had.
Don Verley.
Program change order.
It's the bocce. It's the National Bocce Championships.
The National Bocce Championships.
Are taking place in November, and we would like the recommendations to donate $100 to the event.
Okay. So we would like to donate $100 to the National Bocce event, and who's attended on our?
Nathan Chalk.
And Nathan Chalk is involved.
Second.
Seconded by Councilor Bartlett.
And we'll update that too on the next.
Yeah.
It'll be in the minutes, yes.
And it'll be in the minutes, thank you. And your mayor so ends my report.
Okay, all in favor?
No.
Okay, hang on.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Don't you mind it? Carried. God, it must be the weather, mate.
If I could just make a correction for the report, it says that I was in attendance for that meeting, and I actually wasn't, unfortunately, because I'm not present.
How did I miss that one?
Okay, and I'll also change the collage to college in item 5.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll continue with Public Works, Councilor Bartlett.
Thank you, Mayor McDonald. Public Works, we met on October 10th in attendance of myself as chair, Mayor Lahan, Councilor Harding, Charlie Hammond, Director of Public Works, and the mayor was also present. Item number one, 2018 road maintenance. Road maintenance is continuing throughout the community for the month of November. Updates as to what areas are being worked on will be provided to residents through the town's communication department. Item number two is tenders. 2018 tenders will be completed by late November. Item number three, Portugal Cove Road Cross Culvert. Transportation and works, due to liability issues, endorse the assessment of water volumes and flow rates necessary to determine the appropriate corrective actions. Hence, a request for quotes has been issued to better understand water volumes, to assess dam alterations and costs associated with changing the channel. Item number four, easements, Bald Place. Necessary work to obtain surveys for the required easements will be completed this week. Item number five, streets, fleet, and waste. Storm water management will be undertaken on Island View Crescent, Larkspur Lane, and Bald Place. Number two, inspections for town developments are being conducted for 2018. Number three, guardrails in the area of Nice Lane are being assessed. Number four, 2018 road shoulder repairs are ongoing from recent washouts. Item number five, driveway access approvals for residential and commercial constructions are being concluded for 2018. Item number six, equipment assessment and preparation for winter services are underway. Under facilities, preparations and cleanup for the 2018 Fall Family Festival, which happened on Sunday, October 14th, are to be completed early this week as weather conditions permit. So, Mr. Hamlin, I guess we're pretty close to finishing up what we had finished up.
Might be a few loose ends after the day, but yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you, sir. The necessary 2018 renovations and extension to the boathouse are completed. Item number three, 2018-2019 winter maintenance schedule is being assessed. Number four, 2018 field maintenance will be concluded by mid-November. Under the section Waterworks, second and final residential water inspections are being assessed and completed for 2018. Number two, 2018 PRV maintenance is continuing on Portugal Cove Road. Number three, 2018 flushing of hydrants is continuing throughout the town and will be completed as weather conditions permit. Item number four, 2018 installation of water sample test stations will be completed as weather conditions permit. 2018 number five, water loss maintenance is continuing and will be completed as weather conditions permit. Number six, 2018 wastewater plant maintenance is in progress. Under the section Other Business, Public Works is assisting our Heritage Programs and Services Coordinator with the Anchor Restoration Project. Item number two, traffic calming, assessment of equipment and traffic data collection is ongoing. Number three, 2018 Animal Control Services are being reviewed and assessed. Item number four, Public Works is continuing to communicate with Transportation and Works to address ongoing road deficiencies. And there ends the Public Works report.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
And Economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism, Councillor Neary, but we didn't have a meeting this week, so you have nothing?
There's no report.
Okay,
no
report. Thank you very much. Councillor Hanlon, Protective Services.
Thank you, Your Worship. Protective Services Committee, we met on October the 10th. In attendance was myself as chair, co-chief Fred Hollett, Heather Coughlin, employee public relations administrator, and Mayor Carol McDonald. Absent from the meeting were Dave Bartlett, Tina Neary, and Peter Morey. Item number one, commissioners, municipal enforcement, report coming from MEO will be circulated out committees for review. Number two, fire emergency services updates. The total responses were 12. Three residential alarms, one vehicle fire, one brush fire, one carbon monoxide call, one smell of smoke, and five medical calls. Training, October 1st, ladder testing and inspection and equipment exercises. October 8th, no training due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Other activity, six fire department members attended the NL Fire Services Association annual conference in Clarenville from September 28th to October 1st. Co-Chief Murphy was also in attendance as a member of the Newfoundland and Labrador Fire Services Association. Co-Chief Hollett attended a Sunday session on his own accord. Fire Prevention Week activities are ongoing through the week of October the 7th to the 13th. I guess that's just clued up. The fire department participated in the Torbay Flat Rock Apuchco Fire Prevention Week parade on October 7th. October the 10th, fire department members were at Beachy Cove Elementary to present Fire Prevention Week education to the grade 2 and grade 4 classes. The fire department also participated in a fire drill. October 11th, the fire department members were at Brookside Intermediate to present fire prevention education, conduct a fire extinguisher demonstration to the grade 8s, and participated in a fire drill there as well. October 12th, we selected fire chief for the day from a grade 2 and grade 4 class at Beachy Cove Elementary and had a pizza party with the chiefs of the day for those classes. With the parents' permission, the fire department transported the chiefs for a day to school in one of the piece of fire equipment. October the 13th, the fire department conducted a fire prevention week parade from Boise's Route Park to Rainbow Gully Park. And they started at 1 p.m. And from 2 to 4, there was an open house on Thorburn Road Fire Station at Station 2. There's booths presented on the equipment, vehicle extrication demonstration, and fire extinguisher demonstration. And posters were posted throughout the community. The communications officer of town provided information to promote to social media and then on the town's website. And we had our carry forward items of traffic regulations and emergency management plan review. And just to go back to item number one, the commissioner's report, we didn't get that from Peter Morey as of yet, but once we get it, we will circulate the commissioner's report. And that ends my report.
Thank you very much. Deputy Mayor Lamb, Administration and Finance.
Thank you, Your Worship. Having some technical difficulties here again.
Oh, yeah.
And straighten out again. Mm-hmm. Administration and Finance Committee met Wednesday, October 10, 2018. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Harding, Councillor Stuart Sharp, Tony Pollard, Director of Financial Operations, Claudia Murray, Deputy Town Clerk, Chris Milley, Town Manager, and Chris Milley was absent, sorry. And Carol McDonald, the Mayor, was also present. Item number one, accounts for payment. Committee recommends the Council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $154,304.91. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contraminders? Carried.
Item two, staffing. The interviews for the vacant admin support clerk position have been completed. Final selections shall be chosen in the next few weeks. Item three, courtesy bus seating. The committee received further correspondence from a resident with concerns over Brookside Intermediate School courtesy bus seating, and the mayor advised the committee that she and MHA Brazel are still working on a solution for the school. Item 4, Tote Road. The town sent a survey to residents of Tote Road asking if they preferred their project scope to include the road reconstruction, water service, sewer service, a paved shoulder, or a raised curb. The committee reviewed the 104 responses from the residents, in which 94 residents felt road reconstruction was important or very important. 92 residents were interested in walkability, 68 responded to having a paved shoulder, and 24 responding to having a raised curb. There were 29 residents interested in water service, 19 currently have water service, and 42 respondents interested in sewer services. The committee will be recommending the road reconstruction paved shoulder to be approved based on residential feedback. The town will be sending letters to the residents as a follow-up to the survey to advise of council's decisions. The committee recommends the Tote Road project consists of road reconstruction and installation of a paved shoulder for walkability. So moved.
Seconded by Councilor Stewart Sharp. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
Item 5, Drover Heights. The committee discussed correspondence from residents of Drover Heights, including a petition that requested a meeting with council to discuss their opposition to the conditional approval for Drover Heights access to the pending business of a specialty shop located at 1614 1660 Portugal Cove Road. The town manager will reply to the correspondence. Item 6, non-unionized hiring policy. The committee is putting forward a notice of motion to adopt a revision to the hiring non-unionized personnel policy of 2012. Item 7, Skinner's Road. The committee discussed requests from 4 residents on Skinner's Road to hook into the water tower. Further discussions will be needed at the next committee meeting. Item 8, Rainbow 50 Plus Club. The committee discussed questions from residents regarding the funding of the Rainbow 50 Plus Club and referred the discussion to Recreation and Community Services Committee for resolution. Item 9, Legal Opinion. A resident has requested a legal opinion from a conflict of interest matter involving a former counselor. Access to information legislation states that it is the town's discretion whether to release the legal advice that is subject to solicitor and client privilege. The legislation also provides discretion whether the town consults with the solicitor to determine if they advise against releasing their advice for other reasons. The Office of the Information Privacy Commissioner's assessment of a related complaint was that discretionary disclosure of legal opinion is appropriate if there is no risk to the public body's interests and if there are benefits to be gained from the disclosure. The Commissioner also stated that the legal opinion was uncomplicated, which applied clear law to a simple, straightforward set of acts. Therefore, the committee is recommending the town disclose the legal opinion obtained. The committee recommends the town disclose the legal opinion dated April 24, 2018, relating to a conflict of interest matter involving a former Portugal Cove St. Philip's counselor. So moved.
Seconded by Councilor Harding. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
And so ends my report, Your Worship.
Deputy Mayor O'Hanlon, if I can just ask a question back to item number five regarding Drover Heights.
Yes.
I'm just curious. I guess this is for everybody. I wasn't by the property today, but when I was there a couple of days ago, it's my understanding that there was not approval given to that site from Portugal Cove Road, correct, as per the Department of Transportation Works?
That's correct.
Right?
Yes.
So when I went by, it appeared that, as opposed to that area being barricaded or blocked off or whatever was supposed to happen, it appeared that that area is actually being graded out to look like an area that can be completely used, fully used for access as okay. a driveway. So
I drove past there today, and there's two enormous boulders where the driveway is located.
Okay, so that's
it. Just burned off now. I know.
Yes, and that's what I said. As of today, I haven't been by, but when I was by yesterday,
I noticed on the way here. Actually, I drove past. Yes.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I saw two today.
Because I was thinking the same thing actually before I seen those boulders today.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And this correspondence that's been received has been sent to the proper departments for answer. And I don't think, is there any further business?
I have one thing. One thing that it's a good news story about one of our citizens, Joanne Power, who's in Ottawa right now. And we'll be leaving tomorrow morning to go to Australia to represent our town and the country at the Invictus game. Myself and the mayor, on behalf of the town, provided her a flag that she's going to present to Prince Harry of our town. MHA Brazel gave her a flag to present to Prince Harry of the Newfoundland flag. For those that don't know, Prince Harry is the initiator of the Invictus Games, which is an Olympic-style competition for wounded warriors. And myself and the mayor had to pull a quick one. We actually borrowed the council flag in the council chambers, and thanks to Councillor Bartlett and Principal Aubrey over at Beachy Cove, all the kids in Portugal Cove schools signed a good luck flag, which had a really good impact on Joanne Power. And I want to thank everybody, council, the mayor, the MHA, and town staff for letting us not go to jail for stealing our town flag.
I stole it, you were the accessory. You were the accessory.
Thank you for doing it, Darrell.
And he admitted on the record.
By his first.
We admitted on the record. We have 1 foot back, so.
It's not really stealing if it's replaced, is it?
That's right. We just borrowed it.
It'd make terrible
just borrowed. It's kind of like borrowed.
Okay, so there was nothing further.
Is that notice of motion?
Is there a notice of motion? No?
There.
Okay.
No, somebody move. New technology.
It was in the report. It's not stated in the...
I wasn't aware of a notice of motion.
It's not in the minutes. Okay.
Yeah, we discussed it at the...
No?
What's it regarding?
Notice of motion for the hiring policy. Give a notice of motion that at the next meeting, the A&F committee will be presenting a revision of the...
That was already stated.
There was a notice of motion?
It was an item.
It was an item on the agenda.
Yeah.
That A&F was going to be giving a notice of motion.
Yeah.
This is the area of the agenda where we give notice of motions.
Oh.
Okay, well, that was stated in the report, so I guess I'll state it again.
Yeah. Still have to do it as a notice of motion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead,
motion. It is putting forward a notice of motion to adopt a revision to the hiring of non-unionized personnel policy of 2012.
Somebody second? You have a second?
I need a second.
You don't need a second.
Oh, that's a notice of motion.
That's a notice of motion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything further? Somebody move to adjourn?
Oh.
Moved by Councillor Hanlon.
My hands go.
Seconded by Councillor Neri. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm in favor.
I knew when you said
it.
Next time.
No. Sorry about the confusion, folks, tonight.
It's
just one of those nights. I really think it's the weather.
Where are you going? Sit down.
Stretching my legs, but.